Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good Saturday morning to you, Rose Gray. Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha is right.
Yeah.
Top of everybody's mind is what is going on with Maui and Hawaii right now. It's tragic.
Absolutely tragic. We've got screens here in the studio, and we're watching continuing coverage of this. Aloha means so many things. It's a spirit. It's the way that the people of Hawaii live their life. And I know they'll come through. I know that this will work itself out, as all tragedies do in the end. But man, anybody that's ever been to Hawaii knows that Maui is probably one of the favorite spots for people when they visit. You know, you go to the Big Island, you go to Oahu, where you see Honolulu and Pearl Harbor and all of that, and Kauai, the Garden Isle, is beautiful. But Maui is the island that people seem to gravitate toward, people seem to return to, people love. And the fishing village, the old fishing village of Lahaina, very, very dear to many, many people who have been there, and so incredibly tragic. So how do we proceed? What do we do? How did this all unfold? This is just a testimonial, I think, for people who were in touch with our with Fox. And so when you book with a travel professional, this is what happens. We go into action immediately. Fox World Travel runs what's called a query. We see how many people are traveling to Hawaii in general, and then we pare that down to Maui in the next 3 days, in the next 5 days, in the next 2 weeks, and we move forward and chronologically reach out and start talking to these people. Because the Hawaii, we have such connections with the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau that we've got insiders there as well, and we reached out and talked to them. And they're telling us, no essential travel, please.
Yeah.
I mean, non-essential travel, please. If you don't have to come here, you're not coming for a Red Cross mission, or you're not coming to help us, please don't come to Maui. Right now, they just need all the resources they can to help the residents right now.
So I have tickets. I was planning on going to Maui tomorrow. What's happening for me? What does that look like with the airlines, with Fox World Travel?
Well, first of all, every airline, every major airline that goes into Hawaii and specifically Maui has issued waivers for you to be able to change your ticket with no additional fee collection. So not only no penalty, but no fare, additional fare paid out either. And taking that a step further is United. They went all the way into October. So some of them are, you know, a week out, 2 weeks out. And I think the majors will follow suit as well. So we've got that going on.
Yeah, because, I mean, this isn't going to get cleaned up in the next 2 weeks. This
absolutely
is going to be a
not.
While in the making.
So here's another thing to consider. Many, many people have Maui as part of an itinerary. So you do other islands, but you have Maui. So how do we proceed? Well, with Hawaii is saying, send them, just skip Maui.
Right.
Okay, do you want to do that? Do you want to compromise your vacation by skipping Maui and going back there sometime? Almost every tour operator, almost every airline is being so generous with their concessions. Again, very, very valid reason to take out travel insurance. You're covered there as well. So we're doing everything we can. People are calling and asking us, Fox, how can we help? How can we help Maui? Well, first of all, don't go if you were scheduled to go, certainly in the next week or two. And then, you know, here's another seriously great opportunity for you. HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org. HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org. At the very top of the page is a banner for Maui Strong. And the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau is telling us when you donate there, the money is going to Maui. And sometimes, Dayton, we know in this world there are people that have these scams going on when something like this happens. This is legit. This is what the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau is telling Fox to tell us to tell you. This is where you can donate. Maui Strong. If you just Google Maui Strong, it will come up as well. But it's under HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org. And there you will see a banner for that. So again, our hearts go out to absolutely everybody. We are here to help you. Talk to NCL Cruise Lines, Norwegian Cruise Lines. They're going to skip that port. So they're going to sail all of the islands that they intended to sail minus Maui. They're making adjustments. Maui was one of the ports of call where they overnighted, which always made it really an interesting and fun port of call because you could go to into town and you could go to Lahaina and you could go to the old Lahaina Luau and do the things that you wanted to do. And so they always had that as an overnight stop, which is kind of unique on a cruise itinerary. And they're going to overnight on the Big Island. So they've got, you know, they've made plans. So, but again, you have to work this out yourself and say, what is my experience going to be like if I'm going to miss Maui? But again, Hawaii is telling us, if it's not Maui, please still come.
Well, yeah, support them still.
Exactly. Right. We need the revenue. We need the tourist dollars. So our hearts go out to them. Our monetary donations can be made in the way I described. And just, again, we're there to help. We can help you through this. I can't even imagine what it would have been like. I did see a couple of interviews with people on television that are from the area, and they've given us some insights. We have, of course, people there right now, but we weren't even able to get a hold of them because there's no cell service.
Right.
I mean, everything is just down. People were leaving. They told Hawaii Venture, or a visitor and convention bureau told us 11,000 on Wednesday, another 13,000 on Thursday. So they're hoping to get more and more people out. A number of the major carriers were sending empty planes to pick people up.
Right.
So everybody's pitching in. If you know anything about Hawaii, again, they say it's the aloha spirit, but it's the ohana, which is family. They call each other, hey, cuz. Hey, brother. They call a woman that's over the age of 50 auntie. They call, you know, the gentleman uncle. Everybody is not really related, but you feel like you're all very related. So very tragic, very sad. But if you have questions about that, we can certainly answer those. If you have a testimonial or you have a question about whether or not you should go, feel free to call in. We'll take all questions, but anything about Hawaii would be interesting.
Right. And through this process, again, we talk patience. You know, people will help you out. Fox is there to help, but there's a lot of people that are dealing with this right now. And in the grand scheme of things, the vacation side of it, go to Hawaii if you can. But think of what everybody's going through on that island and what they're trying to do to evacuate people. There's a lot going on right now. So patience as you work through what's the next 2 weeks to 3 months holds, right?
I think, again, as the smoke clears and a new day dawns, we learn more and more and more. Sadly, the numbers of fatalities is increasing, and it still probably will. But we're just there for you. If you have any questions about it, we're working chronologically. So certainly if you're asking us questions for what should I do about my trip in the middle of September, you know, we don't know yet. That's got to be put on hold. So we're pretty good at this now, Dayton, you know. COVID taught us a lot, but it's hopefully taught everybody patience and grace.
It is the Fox World Travel Show. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Ohana means family. I learned that in Lilo and Stitch.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Well, it does. And it's a very family-friendly and aloha spirit.
Yes. Dayton Kane, Rose Gray here. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Text came in, says, was told I could use mobile passport control when returning from London through Newark. What documents do I need to skip customs line?
None. Here's the beautiful thing. So first of all, I should shout out to ClearTrack Financial for asking me to speak at their luncheon on Wednesday. Okay. And after I was finished speaking to these lovely people, someone came up to me and asked me about mobile passport. And I said, you know what? I need to talk more about mobile passport control. What is mobile passport control? It allows eligible travelers to submit your travel document, i.e. passport information, photo and a customs declaration form online through an app. Okay. So you download the mobile passport control app onto your phone. All right. It works very much like global entry then. All right. Here's the thing. It's free if you just have the ability to have the information in the phone for 3 hours.
Okay.
Now think about this. I'm flying, this texter is flying from London to Newark. That's longer than 3 hours. So what you do is you have it all ready to go. You have all of the stuff on your phone, the information ready to go. Then you put it in because it's got to be live for 3 hours. And you have to have service. Now, I just picked my sister up from Mitchell Airport, coming in from British Columbia on Thursday night. And she has used this herself.
Okay.
So it works. She can do it. If your flight is less than 3 hours, you can definitely, like, say we would be leaving Cancun. We could put it in. So you put all this information in. So download the MPC, Mobile Passport Control app. You load the information into the various forms, and it holds in there for you, but it's got to be, you know, then when you have service, okay, you don't have service on an aircraft typically. As soon as you land in the United States, you probably will have service, cell phone service, or even once you get off the plane, you're in an airport, they usually have free Wi-Fi service. You just quickly enter all that stuff in, and then you can go through the mobile passport control line. It's just like the global entry line, but it's free, right? So you didn't pay $100 for this. Now, my global entry is on my phone and attached to my tickets and on my passport and all that kind of thing. So I don't have to do any of that. But this is a free application that you can do this.
So you're kind of skipping the longer lines and going through a separate line.
But again, some people have told me it didn't work. Why didn't it work? I didn't have service when I got to the airport. By the time I messed around with trying to get it all back into the system, I could have just gone through the customs line. But for the most part, it works. Now, there is a, there also, that's the free application. There is also one that you can purchase that holds the data or the information in the app longer. Okay. So it doesn't replace a passport. It is not as probably efficient as Global Entry, but it's free and it could probably work. So mobile passport control. Now, the lovely lady who talked to me at the luncheon I was at on Wednesday said, here's my question. When I flew into O'Hare last month, I didn't see a line for mobile passport control. So I agreed with her, and I knew that. If you come into O'Hare, you're going to see the regular customs line, and then to the left, you're probably going to see a sign that says Global Entry or a few other ways that people can get in, or people with foreign passports you might see. Go to that Global Entry line anyway. That's what I would do. If I had my mobile passport control app fully loaded and I was ready to go, I would go that way anyway, even if it didn't say mobile passport control. The worst that could happen is they're not open that day. They're not accepting mobile passport control that day, whatever. And you got to go to the back of the line anyway.
Sure.
So it's no harm, no
foul.
It's
worth a shot.
But it could work. It could absolutely positively work. So mobile passport control, you can find all of this information under cbp.gov, which is customs at border patrol.gov. cbp.gov is where you find information about mobile passport control.
The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Give us a call, 855-616-1620. When we get back, we'll talk to Lisa in Lisbon about Secrets Resorts. And we'd love to hear from you.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and at foxworldtravel.com. It's usually up there by what, Tuesday?
Yep. Easily by Tuesday, and it's under the resources tab.
There you go. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go over to Lisa. Good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. We're planning a trip to the Secrets Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you've ever been to that resort and if you would recommend that. And if you have, is it worth paying additional money to upgrade to the preferred status.
Yeah. So Secrets, Playa Mujeres is a phenomenal resort. It is beautiful. It is one of their newer properties. It is spectacular. You will absolutely positively love it. It can be as secluded as you like, but you also have the wherewithal then to go into town, do some golfing. Just phenomenal. May I ask you this? Do you know just off the top of your head what the price differential is between the junior suite you're looking at versus a premium?
I believe it's like $300.
Total or per person?
Total.
Okay, do it. Absolutely, positively do it. The amenities are well worth that. I always tell people when they're looking at doing an upgrade, take the total price and then divide it by the number of days you're staying. And then determine, is it worth $24? Is it worth $34 a day for me to have the amenities that premium upgrade is affording me? Oftentimes it's some luxury things, like you have fewer people using their butler concierge service. You probably have a pool that is exclusively for you, so that if one of the pools that you're going to be going to is a little full and you really just wanted to read your book and not have music playing, you can go over to your private area. People will wait on you with a higher level of service. And let me tell you, that level of service at that resort is going to be outstanding anyway, but now you upgrade it to the premium level and they will be falling all over you. So for $300 total, do it, do it, do it.
Okay. And have you ever taken the ferry over to Isla Mujeres?
I have. One thing you want to do is if you are planning to go to Isla Mujeres and you want to see the island, make sure that you have arrangements for a golf cart before you get there, because otherwise you're at the mercy of the people that are selling them to you there. Now, I've already purchased a golf cart at the pier before I actually got on the ferry to go over. And then I had a receipt right there in my hand, and I walked right over to where the golf carts were and got the golf cart. So it's very well worth taking a golf cart all around the island. It's just a blast.
Okay. All right. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great time there. I know you will.
Thanks, Lisa. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. It is Fox World Travel Show. We go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Patrick Kane. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Did you watch the preseason Jordan Love series?
One series, but he threw a touchdown.
Yes.
So yesterday was August Fest in Oostburg.
Oh.
You should think about this for future. Every other year, this weekend in August is August Fest in Oostburg. And I happen to live about a fourth of a block away from the park where it's being held. So my driveway was full of people. My backyard was full of people. And I had the Brewer game on the radio and the Packer game on the TV. And people were just sort of coming in and out and watching games and giving us updates and then running back to get some Jamaican food from one of the food trucks or Thai food from one of the food trucks or burgers and hamburgers. And it was a fun time was had by all.
When you said Oostburg, those foods didn't pop into my mind.
No, you thought you were going to have some olie bowl or some würstebrötchen. Right.
The old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. This one says, Rose, my wife and I are traveling with you tomorrow. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Do you have any last minute tips to share? We're looking forward to meeting you.
Well, I started typing this and we decided to just go ahead and have me blather on about it on air. Don't overpack. I'm starting to do that now.
Wait. First of all, for those who don't know, where are you going?
I'm leaving for Alaska tomorrow.
Okay.
So excited to be returning. Haven't really done any travel. I haven't been on a plane since the end of April.
Wow.
That's pretty.
For you, that's a long time.
Pretty remarkable. For those of you who follow Fox World Travel and know Colleen and maybe follow her, she's been having an outstanding time.
Yeah,
she has seen
amazing.
The mountain. They have just had a glorious, glorious weather for their entire trip. They had a little rain one afternoon, I'm looking at our weather forecast. I don't know that we're going to be quite so fortunate. But Colleen, by the way, will be filling in for me for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so I'm sure she will tell us much, much more about her experiences. One thing she did want me to try to get the word out as I start talking to the guests and they're arriving tomorrow night into Fairbanks and I'm meeting them again on Monday morning as we begin our tour. She did want me to let everybody know that there is a new laundry at the Windsong Lodge in Seward. So Seward is where we end our land part of the trip.
Okay.
And then we get on the ship. And many people are very concerned about laundry because how do you pack for 14 days?
Right.
Do you actually have 14 pair of underwear? Do you? Anyway, there's a new laundry there. And apparently it's a brand new thing. There are 4 machines and 4 dryers. And you pay $10 and you have unlimited access for 24 hours to this thing.
Interesting.
So we'll find out how that works. I usually don't need laundry service, but there is also laundry service on the ship.
So don't overpack.
Don't overpack.
But you're there for 14 days, so that's...
That's crazy. Yeah. And then also, it is a very laid-back vibe. So if you are worried about the organdy gown and the tuxedo for the cruise, you don't need that at all. We tell everybody, pack in layers. Always pack in layers. So you need long-sleeve t-shirts. You need fleece vests. You need short-sleeve. I just looked. It's going to be 70 in Fairbanks when we arrive. And then I looked at Denali while we're there, and it's going to be 35 and rainy. So
wow, that's a swing.
And that's not a big distance either. So you have to be prepared for everything. Be prepared for rain. It's going to rain. Ketchikan's a rainforest. So how do you get to be a rainforest? It rains. So be ready for that. Be ready for some fun. I am there. Kylie, my assistant tour manager, my second tour manager will be with us. We've got Holland America people with us. And so just like I said, be ready for anything weather-wise. That's the best advice I can probably give. And put your best foot forward, and you will have the time of your life. You will love Alaska. I never hesitate to say to somebody, you're going to love Alaska.
Yeah. Everybody I've ever talked to that's been there loves Alaska. All right, let's go to the phones here. We have Susie from Oshkosh. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I have a TSA pre-check card. It expired in February, and I have tried repeatedly to renew it online, and I get to a certain point, and it won't let me go any further. Is there any way, can I go through the airport or something like that?
The thing about going to the airport is that there may not be somebody there to help you with that. What you might be able to do is if you're in Oshkosh, so you're pretty close to Appleton. And if I was just happened to have a couple of hours one afternoon where I didn't have much going on, they've probably got the friendliest TSA people on the planet. So they may be able to do something. Then there's also a helpline. It's an automatic information helpline. That's 866-289. You can find this on their website too. 9673. Okay. And you should be able to leave a message. I don't know that you're going to be able to always talk to somebody, but I know people have left messages there. And then also on the TSA.gov, under their customer service tab, they do have Ask TSA. And you can tweet it, is it still called tweeting?
You can exit.
Can you tweet it on X? You can Facebook Messenger them, and you can Apple message them. There is a travel. You just text travel to Ask TSA. And then you're actually speaking to them. And so that's kind of a new artificial intelligence type way of getting to talk to people as well. Is that artificial intelligence? I don't know. But anyway, yes. So there's lots of different ways that you can do that. So I would either do it in person at the Appleton Airport, call the customer service line directly, or try that Ask TSA messaging service.
Okay, I will do that. We oftentimes fly through Milwaukee. Would they be able to help, or is Appleton the way to go?
I would say the reason I chose Appleton is partly because of you're geographically so close to them, being that are you in Oshkosh? Is that where you are?
Well, like I say, Yes, but okay. We fly out of Milwaukee typically.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's so easy to go into the Appleton Airport. You can actually just do like a quick valet park right outside and run in. The reason I'm saying that is because they have fewer planes coming in and out. And so lots of times, I happen to have done a trade show there one day, and I got to talk to the TSA people a lot because they weren't as busy as they would be at Milwaukee. Because in Milwaukee, you're going to stand in line and you're going to go up to somebody who's processing people. I feel like if you go to Appleton, you're going to catch some TSA people standing around with nothing to do. I'm not saying that in a please don't.
Here come the phone calls. Yeah.
But I just feel like they would be able to take the time to help you more so than somebody at Milwaukee.
Well, I appreciate that information.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
Good luck.
Thanks, Susie. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 is a number. We do need to take a break. When we come back, Sandy from Waukesha is on the phone, and we got a lot of text to get to. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gregg on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gregg. Going to be sunny and 85 today, partly cloudy, 74 tomorrow. What a great weekend. 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talking text line. Let's go over to Sandy in Waukesha. Good morning, Sandy. What's your question?
Good morning. I would like to know what is the best river to take a Christmas market river cruise on in Europe?
Wow, that's a tough one. I would probably say the Danube. Have you river cruised before?
Yes, I've done the Danube from Budapest to Prague, from Paris to Normandy, and from the canal cruise from Amsterdam to Brussels.
Okay, so you've been on the Danube and you've been on the Seine. So
correct.
There are, if you'd like to experience a new river, you certainly could do Christmas markets on the Rhine and Moselle. There is a Christmas market that does that one, or just the Rhine. Because you've been to most of those ports on the Danube where you'll be stopping on a Christmas market. Now, the vibe is going to be completely different, obviously, because it's a Christmas market. But if you really would like to see a different river, certainly look at maybe the Rhine and Moselle.
Okay, thank you
You're
very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sandy. 855-616-1620. Let's go to Kathy in Waterford. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to formulate a trip next year, June maybe, to take 14 people to Ireland. And this is a girls' trip. So I would have my four daughters and nine granddaughters with me. And they want to see Dublin, but I'm kind of wondering if there's anything you can suggest for 5 days.
Yeah. So are you thinking about headquartering in Dublin and then going out on day trips, or are you thinking about moving around?
I think the best thing would be to headquarters in Dublin and then go out on day trips.
Yep, that absolutely can be done. First of all, you definitely should get a professional involved. When you have 14 people, you're a group, and you qualify for a group, you could do group ticketing. There's a lot of benefits to formulating this as a group. So consider that. Second of all, I would say headquarter yourself in Dublin and then do day trips. Because if you decide that you're going to have to do some moving around, you've got to decide, are we getting vehicles? Are we driving ourselves? If we don't do that with 14 people, what does the vehicle look like that I'm going to hire out? It's probably like a Zimmer, something a little bit bigger than just your basic van. Do I get two vans? That kind of a thing. So there are definitely tours that could take you out and bring you back. That's definitely something we can arrange. We have destination management companies, a number of them that we work with in Ireland. And we could just, as I said, headquarter you in Ireland and just have you do day trips. On a 5-day trip, that would work. Once you get into the 6, 7, 8, I would probably have you moving. But if you're really going to just do 5 nights, I would say Dublin would be a good place to headquarter. And there are easily ways that we can get you out on day trips. So I would give us a call. 866-GO-FOX-GO, or go on our website, foxworldtravel.com, and give us a contact us. Let us know you've got 14 people. Let us know what dates you're looking at. Get as much information as you can provide, and then somebody will get back to you.
And then what about accommodations? Are there, like, I mean, would that be hotel rooms?
Yeah. If you want to be in Dublin per se, which you do, because once you get back, you want to have all the amenities of that fabulous big city around you where you go out and about at night and that kind of a thing. So there may be, are you thinking more like in terms of a home where it would be like a Vrbo or an Airbnb situation where you've got bedrooms and a kitchen and things like that?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just like formulating it now, so... We don't know what's best
for it's a possibility. There certainly would be some accommodations for that. But for what you're doing, you have to think to yourself, if we really are going to go on day trips, would there be a value to having that kind of accommodation? Or would a hotel that included breakfast every morning and then we just hit the road, would that work for us as well? So again, lots of things to consider, but I think by working with a professional, you'll be able to get some of those questions answered and then maybe involve one or two of the other people who are going and get some input that way as well. But again, 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday. Best way to get a hold of us with that kind of information is on our Contact Us link on our website.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy. Have fun with that. 855-616-1620 is the number for the show. That's the old National Bank talk and text line. One segment coming up next. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
855-616-1620. You're going to take a text here that says, planned on Kauai and Maui end of September. We all know what's going on with that right now. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. Worked with Tina from Fond du Lac office, switched from Maui to Oahu. Thanks to Tina at Fox for navigating us through this heartbreaking situation. So another reason why you use a travel agent, travel advisor.
Exactly. Yes. I just, again, our heart goes out. Remember, you can donate at the HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org. That's where you donate.
Yeah.
I also want to let everybody know that you have been phenomenal in booking trips. There are three cabins left on my Vietnam trip. The ship that we're using for the Mekong portion of the 14-day trip, that's 7 days we're on the river, there's three cabins left on the whole ship. We have them at Fox.
Okay. So get in before they're gone, because once the ship's full.
There's nothing more we can do about that. So we've seen great movement on that. I think Colleen's got four seats left on her Japan trip for April. South Africa, which we launched last week or the week before, going crazy. I've got about four seats left on Egypt. Our river cruises are all spelled out. When Colleen is here for the next 2 weeks, you know you're going to be hearing a great deal about Alaska. Our four Alaska departures for next year are up on our website. So lots going on at Fox World Travel. You don't want to miss out. You want to have foxworldtravel.com as one of your favorites on your computer so that you're looking at it at all times. You can find us Monday through Friday at 866-GO-FOX-GO. And as I said, I'm leaving tomorrow.
You are.
Jet plane.
So are you going to go walk on a glacier like Colleen did?
I absolutely must. I mean, there was Colleen is going to come back with some glorious stories. Now, I did look at the weather forecast, and I am a little fearful. We're not going to have quite the weather that Colleen and Kelly had. But, wow, it's still going to be a blast. I will never let the weather determine my mood on vacation.
You can't.
Never.
I can't.
I'm on vacation. I am in paradise, if you can call Alaska a paradise. Well, I can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what I love to do, and that is hang out with our Fox fans. And I can't wait for it.
So you've got all these trips at foxworldtravel.com. Where do they find them on the website?
So it's under so you go to travel, and you'll see vacation, business, and meetings and incentives, because we do all of that. But under Fox Group Vacations is where you'll find those. But again, everyone is not meant for a group. So if you need to do something on your own, you've got 14 people that want to go to Ireland, nothing here meshes with a 5-day. I get that. You call, we hook you up, and we customize and curate every one of these trips so that it fits your needs.
Enjoy Alaska.
Thank you.
Danny Clayton, the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.